His actions won't go far enough. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what climate activists warn. They want President Biden to declare a climate emergency, which he won't do today. Here's what he will do.
With a former coal-fired power plant in Massachusetts as a backdrop, President Biden is announcing executive action to boost domestic offshore wind energy. The action follows the announcement from Senate Democrats that a spending bill will not include proposed climate funding and instead focus only on prescription drug prices.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The House has passed a bill to preserve the marriage rights for same-sex and multiracial couples. 47 Republicans joined Democrats voting yes, but not Congressman Jim Jordan.
This bill is simply the latest installment of the Democrats' campaign to delegitimize an attempt to intimidate the United States Supreme Court.
So Jordan calls the bill unnecessary. The fears of the Supreme Court undoing that right are unfounded. Democrats say conservative Justice Clarence Thomas mentioned that possibility in his opinion when the court overturned the federal legal right to abortions, giving states the right to ban or restrict them. Steve Bannon's trial resumes today. The ex-Trump White House advisor is charged with contempt of Congress for not cooperating with the House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot. Bannon has taken aim at the Democrat leading the probe.
I challenge Benny Thompson today to have the courage to come to this courthouse. If he's going to charge somebody with a crime, he's going to be man enough to show up here.
Now, Thompson has COVID, won't be at tomorrow's primetime hearing focused on former President Trump's conduct during the riot. Another win for another Trump-backed Republican in a primary, this time in a governor's race in Maryland. Dan Cox beat Kelly Schultz, and some Democrats are happy about it.
The Democratic Governors Association putting money into this race, believing that the more to the right Dan Cox, backed by the former president, who called Vice President Pence a traitor on January 6th, is more beatable in a general election.
Fox's Brett Baer. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Well, President Biden focuses on taking action to combat climate change today. It'll be hot in much of the country. 100 million Americans under some sort of heat advisory. From Tennessee to Texas, there are excessive heat warnings. The day after records were set, topping 110 degrees, Pastor Wayne Walker setting up cooling centers around Dallas.
We've got individuals being exposed to not only just heat-related heat exhaustion, but heat stroke.
A police officer is being mourned in Missouri, shot and killed at a traffic stop. North Kansas City officer Daniel Vasquez, only 32.
To see such a young person so early on in his career lose his life to such senseless violence is just unfathomable.
North Kansas City Police Chief Kevin Freeman, he says the suspected killer turned himself in later. It could be another emotional day in court in Florida for the jury that'll decide whether Nicholas Cruz, who pleaded guilty to the 2018 killing spree at a high school in Parkland, should get the death penalty.
Testimony to be heard today by a Fort Lauderdale jury could be similar to what they heard Tuesday, as teachers like Dara Haas recalled the day in February 2018 when Cruz killed 17 people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High.
It was hazy and you could smell the sulfur from the guns and debris was flying across the room.
Student Alex Dworet watched classmate Alex Schachter die.
And I saw his body not spasming, but more like trying to take his final breaths.
Not knowing his brother Nick in a classroom across the hall was also now dead. In Broward County, Florida, Evan Brown, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed the day after a big surge. And at the gas pump, the price is down nearly 3 more cents today. It's fallen 36 cents from the record, now about 55 cents lower than the all-time high. AAA's national average for regular just under $4.47 per gallon. In baseball's All-Star game, the American League won for the 9th consecutive time, beating the National League 3-2. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.